Great. Let's see your paintings then. Okay. This is good. I suggest adding a bit of the shell pink just above her shoe. Yeah, because you're wanting to show the reflection of the light, the chandelier light just above. Yeah, perfect. Just like that. Oh, not too much. Good. As for you, I see where you're struggling here. You accidentally painted a reflection where there shouldn't be one, because this is not glass. This is supposed to be, marble. It might have a reflection, but it's not supposed to be this intense. You're taking away from the actual subject. So try to soften that up. Just take away some of the crimson and a bit of the ochre. Yeah, just scrape it off. And then, you know what, if it doesn't work out, we can always go back to it. Let's see. Oh, this is good. You've shown tremendous improvement with perspective. I appreciate the fact that you've been doing a lot of practice pieces. You've been posting them on Instagram. I like that. Just make sure not to be too harsh on yourself, especially since just 2 weeks ago, you could barely do something as complicated as this. All right? Great. I'm very glad that you are all present today. I know that everybody's been struggling with the quarantine, and we're all trying to make some sense out of life. Before we close today's workshop, I would like to read you a quote from Mark Twain from his book, What is Man? It's from the last page. All right, here we go. In a word, the whole human race, content, always content, persistently content, indestructibly content, happy, thankful, proud, no matter what its religion is, nor whether its master be tiger or house cat. Am I stating facts? You know I am. Is the human race cheerful? You know it is, considering what it can stand and be happy. You do me too much honor when you think that I can place before it a system of plain cold facts that can take the cheerfulness out of it. Nothing can do that. Everything has been tried without success. I beg you not to be troubled. You can interpret that as you will. I hope that we can have a much more detailed discussion of our work next week. I will see you at exactly 7 in the evening. Don't forget your tools. Clean your brushes, and I will I look forward to your happy faces. Goodbye. Yeah. I'll walk you out. Let's go. Oh, you can leave that there. I'll take care of it. Okay. Goodbye. Bye. Yeah. Great. I'll see you. Goodbye. Yeah. No, your work was good. Your work was good. Great. Hello. You're here. What day is it? It's too early for our session. It's supposed to be the Saturday, but... Come in, come in. You'll forgive me for my rudeness, but... I just wasn't expecting you tonight. Like I said, we were supposed to talk Saturday for your modeling session. Is there a problem? Something I can help you with? Oh. You won't be available Saturday. I see. I understand. May I ask why? I don't mean to pry into your private life, but... Okay. Oh, all right. Family. Well, yeah. Of course. Family's very important. You'll be celebrating a very early Christmas then. Oh, great. They're coming to stay until the New Year's. That's nice. Are you comfortable with that? Good. I'm very glad. See, I'm really thankful that you've told me about this, but you didn't need to come all the way here. You live so far away. You could have just texted me or emailed me, a phone call, anything. I don't see anything on my phone. There's nothing on Messenger. What's the matter? Oh. You wanted to see me paint. Well, you're welcome to watch me paint right now, because honestly, my mind's not on sketching. I have to finish a couple of pieces for an exhibit. You're okay with that? Just watching me? Watching me paint, yeah. Okay. Well, if you get bored, you can help yourself to some coffee. There's hot chocolate, and there are some snacks in the mini fridge. Alright, let's see, which one am I going to do tonight? Here we go. I'm doing a series of landscape paintings based off of an older piece I finished last year. I'm not really that good with landscapes, actually. I have a difficult time working with perspective and, well, as you can see, I try to make it more of a fantasy setting than a realistic one. But I do like it. I like the way the colors look on the canvas, and I like the feeling of seeing something come to life. This one? Oh, no. This is... I haven't seen a place like this in person. But I feel like I've been here before. You know, in maybe a past life or in a dream. I'm sorry, I tend to wax poetic when it comes to my own work. You know, you're a very peculiar person. I've never met somebody who was this interested in seeing my process and just standing there looking at me. You can sit down, by the way. All right, if you prefer to stand. Here, come closer. I want you to see this. See, I painted the moon in this area right there. So it's yellow, green, and white. You've seen a moon like that, haven't you? I can see the recognition on your eyes behind those clouds. Now, my problem is I always tend to forget where I should put the reflections on the trees. Sometimes I make them too bright, sometimes I don't put them in the right place. Have you ever been to a place like this? Yeah, somewhere deep and dark and full of mystery. I suppose it looks spooky to some, but to me, places like this are a secret paradise. You're not ashamed of seeing yourself here. You know that there's no one else. It's just you and nature and the moon. The clouds here have a greenish tint because I wanted to kind of push them way, way back into the background, and since there's going to be a seascape here, there's also going to be splashes of light and color, but I'm not going to work on that just yet. I'm still working on these trees, which are giving me one hell of a headache. It's funny, I can see how amazing these young artists are, these painters. I can see their life and their ideas. But sometimes I can't see the same thing for myself, which is why it's important to learn from other people. My teachers. Well, there was this old man who was a very brilliant painter. Always painted every day. Made sure to finish at least one painting every day. Didn't matter what it was, watercolors, acrylics, oils. He just knew that painting was going to be his life. He taught me a lot of the things I know. And, well, I remember him with some fondness because he was very kind to me back when I was still starting out. Very young, foolish, full of wild dreams and stupid ideas. Now I'm a bit older, and I still have wild dreams and very stupid ideas. Like what stupid ideas? Are you asking about art, or are you asking about something else? Something else. Like what? Romance. I suppose I've been putting it off for far too long, and you do deserve an explanation. I admit that I find it quite delightful that you express so much interest in me. I still don't understand why. You're young, beautiful, so attractive. You have the whole world at your fingertips. And here you are in my studio, looking at me paint on a bloody wooden canvas, struggling to fix a idiot tree that just doesn't know how to take shape. Well, call it the insecurity of age, but I want to be secure, or at least certain, of the things that I can deal with. There's been a lot of bad choices made in the past, and, well, I don't want to make too many mistakes now that I'm getting older. If you look at the strokes that I'm doing on the canvas, I'm not doing one straight line. It's several small movements, because I'm trying to recreate the rough texture of the wood, the rough texture of the bark on the trees. And one of the best ways to do it is to move the brush in the same direction as the texture of the bark. See, check this out. If I just pick up some paint and then just do one long movement like this, it feels flat, and there's not much life to it. But if you're careful and you put a bit of color here and then another color there, see, there's more life to it. This is one of Turner's techniques. He was such a master of light and movement and just creating a feeling when he was painting. And I just can't figure it out. I mean, I've looked at the documentaries, I've read the books, I even watched the film. But there's something about his technique, something in his eyes that takes so much mastery and so much dedication and a lot of money. His father was the one who made his paints and his canvases, I think. Yeah, Mr. Turner Sr. He loved his son so much that he tried to do everything in his power to make his life easier. Do you have any idea how difficult it was to make your own paint back then? Because you had to basically buy it from a shop, who purchased it from a supplier, who bought it from a cargo ship, who traveled all the way out to God knows where, maybe India. And back then, in Turner's time, if you were going to set sail somewhere, it wasn't going to be a 5-day cruise. It was going to be months before they reached their destination and then get back. Imagine a beautiful color like this one. This is ultramarine. And ultramarine was not, as a pigment, was not available in the UK. It wasn't easy to find, so they had to find it in places like I mentioned, India or in Southeast Asia, where a lot of precious stones were harvested for the pigment. I don't remember what stone they used for ultramarine. I think it was lapis lazuli. Yeah, lapis lazuli. Here, I have a small piece of lapis. There you go. It doesn't look anything special, but stones, rocks, gems like this, they were so precious to the artist back then, because all of the pigments they had were pure. Unlike now, where you can have artificial pigmentation. Now this lapis, let's just put it back here. The lapis had to be taken back to Great Britain, and then it had to be ground into a fine powder and all of the impurities taken out. And then it had to be worked in with a binding agent. Sometimes it's honey or gum arabic. It depended on whether it was watercolors or acrylics or oils. Sometimes you would use egg whites. That's tempera. So much time, so much life devoted to a single color. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine so much wonder in this dollop of paint? And here I am, struggling to make it work. What? You think it's beautiful? Really? You mean that? You're not pulling my leg? Well, maybe I will allow myself this moment of satisfaction and self-indulgence. I will accept that compliment, and I will thank you for it. Thank you. It's been a rough year for all of us, and I'm trying to put on a happy face and make art, teach, try to find the best in every situation. But I suppose it's every person's struggle, you know. Every person trying to make sense of what's going on. I don't even know why I'm rambling like this. But the point is, we are just trying to make art of our lives. And I'm very thankful that you think that whatever it is I'm doing right now is working. And I'm happy that you think it's art. Would you like to try painting? You told me that you've never handled a brush before. You've always been modeling. And yeah. Yeah, sure. Not tonight. Okay. Maybe this Saturday I can teach you how to paint. Good. Good, I'm glad. You don't have to buy anything. I'll take care of it. But it is getting late, and you still have to prepare for your family's visit. I appreciate you being here. And I'm sorry, I still can't give you an answer to your questions about love. I'll see you out. Great. You'll text me when you get back home, all right? Good night. Good night, and please, text me if you're paying a visit. You're always welcome here, as long as you let me know, okay? I might be naked. Oh, you'd like that. Sure. Bye. Good night.